This is Error, written by Softest Punk, read by Mistborn Hero, a Dead Boy Detectives and the Sandman crossover, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Edwin and Charles, as well as the character Hobgatling. It is tagged for Post Dead Boy Detectives Season 1, Relationship Advice, Fluff. Summary. Edwin worries that he's made a mistake with Charles and goes to Hobgatling for advice. It is just as well, really, that Hob is immortal, on account of the fact that he seems to be in the habit of acquiring friends who love to appear from out of nowhere. Yesterday, it was Dream materializing beside him in line for coffee. Not that Hob minds him dropping by any time, he just wishes he knew how to use a door. And this evening, it is a teenage ghost hovering by his bookshelves. Edwin, he says, once he's recovered from the shock, he must be getting better at it because while his tea is decidedly sloshing a bit, he hasn't actually spilled any. Mr. Gatling, Edwin says, giving him a tiny nod.
Hob,
Hob corrects, Coppa. Edwin tilts his head, frowning a little as he watches Hob gesture with his mug.
Suppose you can't,
Hob allows. Immortality he can do, but he's not sure he would last long as a ghost. I was coming to return your book, Edwin says, showing Hob the slim volume he had borrowed last week as a matter of apparent urgency. Hob waves him off.
Keep it, he says.
Magic and I do not get along. Edwin opens his mouth, possibly to point out Hob's talking raven drinking buddy, metaphysical concept whatever they are, new ghost and psychic friends, exorcist mate who just looks like her great-great-great-great-grandma, and the fact that he had the book in the first place, but then closes it again without saying any of that. In any case, he's not here about a book, not really. Case solved, then? Hob asks, perching on the back of the sofa and sipping his tea. All right with the world? Edwin nods distractedly.
Is Charles okay?
Hob asks. He is nothing if not relentless, and he is not about to stop now.
Yes,
Edwin says, voice breaking to a squeak. He clears his throat and then corrects. Perfectly well.
Got it.
Ah, Hob says. Want to tell me more about it? Edwin collapses like a puppet with cut strings, catching himself before he hits the floor. When we were in hell, I told him I was in love with him, and he told me he loved me but wasn't in love with me, but that we had forever to figure the rest out, and I don't know what that means. Edwin says in a rush. A wave of tenderness washes over Hob. It is an honor, he knows, to be the arguable adult that an arguable teenager is confiding in. Especially an honor with this one who's probably never had anyone to confide in, and as such, is handing him an awful lot of trust. This is complicated by the fact that Hob couldn't help noticing, though not by being a practiced detective himself, but the fact that Charles very clearly fancies Edwin. Much as he liked to flatter himself that this is because of his keen powers of observation, he suspects this is a phenomenon visible from space. But like all large objects, it is possibly harder to see when you are up close, like Edwin is, and apparently like Charles is. And while I was there, Edwin says, beginning to pace, while I was there, I ran across one of the boys who sacrificed me to the demon in the first place. He was like me.
Like you?
Hob asks. He's nearly certain he knows, but now doesn't seem like the time to guess. Edwin pauses to look at Hov, his eyes lost and pleading.
He fancied other boys, Hov asks softly.
Edwin nods.
He thought he was being punished for that. He asked me if it means we always have to suffer.
It doesn't, Hov jumps in. Take it from me, yeah? I'm not going to pretend it's not hard, even now, but it's not all misery. There's joy and love and community, and even an occasional riot, if you're so inclined.
He suspects Charles of being the type. He can picture him, actually, putting the boot in, not just to defend Edwin, but to avenge him if anyone so much as looked at him funny. Maybe he's wrong about Charles actually fancying Edwin. He's not, but for the sake of argument, in his own head he can allow for outside possibilities. But he definitely loves Edwin. Loves Edwin like his whole world. They must have been so lonely for so long. They had only had each other. Charles had told Hov the story of how they met, and even though he was talking about his own death, he was all smiles and adoring looks. Edwin had been there for him. Edwin had made sure he wasn't afraid, and he'd had to stay then, hadn't he? The phrase, love at first sight, had floated through Hov's brain at the time. He had assumed they were together in the comfortable way people get when they've been married for decades, until he had seen the way Edwin looked at Charles while he talked. The longing had been rolling off him in waves.
"Has Charles been off with you?" he asks.
Edwin shakes his head.
"No, no.
It's as though nothing changed at all. But I'm afraid he thinks differently of me now."
"Probably does," Hov allows, "but that doesn't have to be a bad thing. You were brave to tell him. I bet he thinks so, too."
It would be tempting to peg Edwin as the brains of the operation, but that would be a mistake. Charles is the wiser of them. Edwin stops pacing, only to turn on the spot a few times, sigh, look out the living room window, and then move to perch beside Hov, against the back of the sofa.
"I don't want to lose him. He is my best friend."
"Oh, I don't think you're in any danger of that. He went to hell to rescue you. I reckon you're stuck with him."
Edwin glances uncertainly at him out of the corner of his eye.
"You trust him, yeah?" "With my existence," Edwin says. With everything."
"Right, so you can trust that he wouldn't lie to you. Not about something as important as that. He loves you. If you'll excuse me for saying so, that's pretty obvious, and experience tells me it's not the sort of thing that just goes away, either."
Edwin swallows.
"I think it would take a lot more than you loving him back to get rid of him," Hov says. "Even if it's a little different from the way he loves you."
Again, it isn't. It's really not, but Hov can allow a fringe hypothetical for the sake of comforting someone he cares about when they need it.
"And I love you," he adds, because he does. He's already decided to love all of them. "And Nico loves you, and Crystal too, secretly." Crystal would also put the boot in for Edwin. She would just never admit it.
Edwin's lips twitch.
"She does, though. You're very lovable. Charles isn't going anywhere. I know it's a bit scary now, but it really is going to be all right."
"Do you think so?"
"I have 600 years of experience that tells me so," Hov says. "It is always all right in the end, if you hang in there long enough."
"We do have forever, I suppose," Edwin says, more to himself than to Hov.
"You do," Hov says. He doesn't think for a second that they need forever, just a little nudge.
"You won't tell him, will you?"
Edwin asks. "Secret safe,"
Hov promises. Edwin breathes a sigh of relief. Thank you, Mr. Gatling.
Hov.
For everything. Hov smiles wryly. They've got forever to work on the Mr. Gatling thing.
Anytime, love. I'll always be here. Hard to get rid of me, too.
Edwin nods and offers Hov a wave as he walks directly through the door without opening it. Hov grins to himself. He gives it 6 months before he walks in on them snugging. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024 for the challenge Hello Stranger. And also because this is gonna be my 404th fanfic, and 404 is the internet not found number, and I thought it would be very funny to make something titled Error. So, ta-da! Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.